Yeah, it's well, a year away, isn't it? It's right around the corner. And I think the preparations in terms of all the venues and stuff, I think it's going really well. Also, the preparations for Team GB, I think that's going really well. It should be really exciting.
As a rower, looking at the venue here at Dorney Lake and knowing that 2012 around the corner, a touch of jealousy, a touch of envy for those people who are going to be involved in the home Olympics.
It would be amazing to be involved in a home games, but not me. I mean, one of the guys who is exact contemporary of mine, Greg Searle got his first gold medal in Barcelona in '92. I mean, we were exactly the same age, raced together for ages. He's made a comeback and will be in the team next year, but not for me.
No.
I'm not that good.
Talk about this venue here in Buckinghamshire. Dorney Lake's going to be used for the World Junior Championships, a chance to really test the venue and an opportunity to see some of the stars of the future.
Yeah, definitely. So a week today, so Wednesday next week, racing starts. 5 days of racing for the World Rowing Junior Championships, which is 18s and under. And we've got crews from, I think it's 48 countries, nearly 700 competitors coming to race it out. A lot of the Olympic champions of the future will be racing here today, and also or next week. This World Championships is being used as a test event to test the timing, the technology, the transport, accommodation, and a few other things to make sure that next year will work perfectly.
In Barnes, the Buck Sports Manager for 2012, and you must be extremely proud to see, the stands going up, and there's a realization that 2012 is very close now.
I'm always proud when I come to Dorney Lake. It's an absolutely magnificent venue, as you say. It was built for the 2006 World Championships. Is offering a real legacy day in, day out in terms of community sports activities at the venue, and post the games will continue to do so. As we stand here today, much of the preparations taking place for the World Juniors next week, and it gives a flavour of what the venue will really be like next year.
And a key part of what's happening here today with this Year to Go celebration is, of course, launching the Ambassadors Programme, which is all about the volunteers. And, of course, the lifeblood of 2012 will be the volunteers in any sport, and especially here in Buckinghamshire.
That's definitely the volunteers make any games. And what we're launching today is a volunteer greeter programme for the Eton Dorney venue. So this will be people who are working outside of the venue. It will be really the first point of contact for many visitors come to the games. So what we're looking for are local residents, people from the local community, to actually impart their knowledge and provide a really warm welcome for those visitors.
Very exciting, of course, with just a year to go. We've talked a little bit about your time at Sydney. What's your gut feeling, the way that it's the whole Olympic Games is going to go in London? Are we going to pull this off, Ben?
Yeah, of course we are. I think as a country we're really good at running big events, major events. If you look at Commonwealth Games, if you look at Euro 96, if you look at, just some of the big celebrations happening in London, I think we're really, really good at it. And I think the athletes are going to perform. I think it should be absolutely fantastic.
Have you got tickets?
No.
You know what? I've been asking questions of people for the last 6 months. Have you got any tickets? Well, certainly since the tickets went, so I haven't met one person who's got tickets.
Well, I've actually, a couple of weeks ago, the British Olympic Association announced that Olympians, people who had competed at the Olympics before, would have the right to buy 4 tickets. So I actually got an application form yesterday to buy 4 tickets.
Oh, it's all right for some, Ben.
So
I think for winning gold medal, I think we'll let you have those 4 tickets.